The Hot Show with Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hot Show with Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila.
This is the Porncast.
No. What the... We haven't invented that yet.
We're not going to talk about porn in this episode.
We might. But yeah, this is a mini-sode.
Still got 9.5 more minutes left, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right. Mini-sode me. Mini-soda.
You know
that's where I live.
You know what I would think is funny when I'm driving around? I always see these young couples walking down the street holding hands.
Are you jealous?
Well, a little bit. But I'm also thinking, like, could I just steal that girl away? Because
like being a kidnapper?
No, because... I got a car.
That
it's getting cold out. It's winter. Almost winter. You know, if I pull over...
Oh, like
hey.
Enticing them. Like, listen, you're not walking because you're in love. You're walking because you both have places to go.
Yeah.
And you're just walking together. I'll drive you there. Therefore, I probably make a better boyfriend.
And
like
how good is this guy that he can get a girl without a car?
Well, it's not that he's good. They're walking because they're young. You're probably looking at a 16-year-old.
Some of them look pretty
old. Well, some of them are a little older.
And I was like, apparently, you know, you're limited to who you can date, too.
Well, I think they're more in the same...
You can't date a girl who's 20 miles away.
Yeah.
Like, by the time you get there, you got to turn around and go home. Like, all right.
Skype date.
This is nice. Nice seeing you. I got to head home if I'm going to be back in time for work. Got to catch the bus tomorrow.
No, but I think you're more in the same economical boat. So, yeah, you know, we both don't have shit. No, we both don't have shit together. Well, there you go.
So, I should be able to just pull up like, psst, hey, I got a car. Come on.
Are you going to beat up that guy? Because I don't think he's just going to stand there.
What the fuck's he going to
stand?
First of all, he's been, embarrassed because he doesn't have a car.
Well, he knows he doesn't have a car. He's probably going to be angry about it more than embarrassed, and he'd want to kick your ass. So you
better
stay in your car.
I don't know how fast you can run, dude, but I'm betting it's not as fast as my car.
Do you think she's going to hop in that fast that you can speed off?
Well, hopefully.
Hurry, get in! Hey, I got a car, get in!
You know what? Even if she doesn't, she thought about it first. I bet you they think about it first.
Wait. Okay, this is what you do. You say your piece. All right. Let her think about it. Drive off. But you don't drive off too far. You drive up a couple blocks. So that maybe if she wants to get away from him and come up to your car, she can.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll tell you one thing. If I'm driving with my girlfriend, some guy walking's not going to be like, hey, you want to walk to where you're going instead? That's not going to work.
I don't know. Hey, you like fresh air and exercise? Not this guy. He likes breathing carbon monoxide. Some people die that way. You see that in the movies more, where they put up the hose... to the tailpipe into the car.
Yeah, it's the way to kill yourself.
Yeah. Do you think that happens a lot in real life?
Not with these gas prices.
Ugh. Well, you don't have to buy gas ever again, so you are saving money.
True. I guess you're not really worried about your financial state.
I mean, if I kill myself now, I'll never have to buy gas again. Look how much money I'm going to save. Be awesome. There you go, buddy.
Oh, you know what? If I was going to kill myself, I'd call all my debts and like schedule a payment day after.
Oh yeah, it's like
oh yeah. All right, we'll schedule a payment for next Thursday. How about that?
You know what? I don't even want to set up a payment plan. I'll pay the whole thing right out. All right, I've come into a little bit of money, so I'm gonna pay.
It doesn't come in. It doesn't come in until Thursday. So.
Yeah. So you call me back then, and we'll set it up. Right?
That'd suck if you jumped off the bridge and didn't die, and like you wake up in the hospital, like fuck.
Well, not really. Because you weren't paying before. That's why it went to collections.
True.
So, I'm not paying again.
Well, you know, your $220 you had in the bank is gone, but... next time.
Now you're more in debt because you got to pay for medical bills. And for some kind of physical therapy because you're, like, broken.
I'll tell you what, though. If I got suicidal after I killed myself and I failed, it'd be take forever to get your family to leave you the fuck alone after that.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be... Once you got out of the hospital... You would be under watch, like, 24/7.
All right, it was a mistake. I changed my mind.
I was kidding.
I want to live now, all right? All right, so just go.
You don't sound very convincing, so I'm not even believing you.
I can't even butter my toast anymore. They took all my knives.
Butter it with a plastic spoon. Then the thing is, they take, like in prison, they take your shoelaces.
If you want, they have shoes without laces now.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, you can get creative. If someone wants to die bad enough, you get creative and they'll get the job done.
All you gotta do is use your shirt.
Nude.
No, you can make a noose out of a shirt.
Why don't they just have those people at risk in a cell with a camera? So there's a fucking guard, so... look a little fishy. You look a little suicide-y in there. Let me, now I'm gonna go in and investigate.
By the way, if I was gonna kill myself, I couldn't hang myself because I don't know how to tie a noose.
Yeah, I don't know
either. Like I said, I'd have to Google it, and I'm afraid to Google stuff like that, because what if they have some kind of, like...
Well, they're not gonna find you, because you'll be dead.
But, well, it depends how fast.
I don't think they're running over. Oh, shit, he's looking about a noose! And it's a run over to your house and kick down the door. Maybe eventually... Someone to look into it, but you're lying.
I guess they might. They might have a, like, if you go to a white power site, they might have instructions how to make a noose.
White power.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. I thought they were like endorsing suicide. I misunderstood.
No.
I got you.
They like to hang the people they don't like.
Yeah. No, I got you. Now you're right.
So if I go over there, they'll have the instructions like how to make a noose, and it won't be like suspicious.
Yeah.
Now I'm just a racist murderer, but you know that's all right.
Well, once they find your corpse, they'll know that you're not.
Maybe I hate the white man. That's why I killed myself.
Yeah. No, but your name will be redeemed. Like he was a good man. Just sad.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Because a noose seems like it's pretty complicated to make.
Listen, I don't really know how to tie a tie, so I'm not going to be able to do that.
I tie the sloppiest tie.
I've seen it.
You know... When is ties going to be done? When are we going to be done with this silly...
I would say when are ties going to be done, not when is, but yeah.
When is ties going to be done? I'll just repeat myself the same way.
Okay, no. It's pride.
Because it seems pretty silly. Like, all right, let's put this piece of fabric around our neck for no reason.
Everything's for no reason. Hey, I poke a hole in my ear and I got some shit dangling out of it. It's fucking...
I don't even...
Not a way... You don't, but it's decoration. Women have it, correct?
Yeah, but do I need... Have you ever cared that a woman has your ear pierced?
No.
Pierced?
And I don't care about any of that shit, but still, I'm saying it's decoration. It's part of what we do.
Do you think in 200 years people are going to still be wearing ties? Like, and why is that fancier than wearing not a tie? Like, why are some clothes considered fancy? What's the difference between a suit and, you know, pajamas?
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, a suit would be pretty uncomfortable to sleep in. That much I could tell you.
Why can't I just show up to a business meeting in my pajamas?
Well, one, no one wants you in a business meeting. You're not a businessman or a shaking dog. And you don't have money to buy stocks. So you're pretty much useless.
Mark, I have something better than money. I have ideas and creativity. That's worth $1 billion.
It's actually not worth anything.
Is it not? How do you think everything in the world's been created? By ideas.
By hammers.
Exactly.
The idea of a hammer.
So I think that I have something worth way more than money.
All right, take your idea to the bank. You know how people laugh all the way to the bank? They'll be laughing at you at the bank.
Though I don't really like going to the bank.
Why?
Like they know I don't belong there. Like, you don't have any money. What are you doing?
You have
here?
An account.
Barely.
Yeah. I mean, I only go to the bank. I really don't have much use for it. The only time I need money from the bank is when I'm getting, like, rent. Other than that, go to the ATM.
Why don't you get rid of your bank, then? You know the ATM is still your bank, right?
No, I mean, like, the physical bank, walking inside the bank.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like... There's lines and...
No, it's like... Well, you can't get rid of the bank because I have, like, direct deposit. And they have it set up now that you have a hard time cashing a check if you don't have a bank account somewhere.
I can't.
They have it rigged.
My bank account, I'm not allowed to go in the bank. They send me away.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, if I try cashing something, they're like, ooh, no, you're going to have to go to the ATM and do that. We can't cash your check.
That's weird.
I'll start getting charged a monthly fee if I do that.
So they charge you,
I don't charge
you a fee?
If I go, I have e-checking, which means I have to do everything at the ATM or online. If I go to a teller, all of a sudden I have to start paying like a $10 fee or something.
That's odd. Well, they're like giving you a discount because you'll promise never to show your face in the bank.
Yeah. Well, that's because I'm not using any of their resources, like their teller and stuff.
All right. I mean,
it's e-banking. It's what they like. Believe me, these banks would love if everyone did e-banking and they didn't have to hire any assholes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you really wouldn't need a bank anymore. You wouldn't need anyone to work there. And they'd need less tellers if they'd fucking start doing different denominations at their ATMs instead of just 20s. You know, I might need something. I might need 50s. I might need other things.
I might need ones for the strip club.
Yeah. Why only that? It's a fucking bank. You got a shitload of money in there. That's bullshit.
Yes.
No more just 20s. Stretch it out. Especially, I mean, it's not just like a tiny ATM machine. If it's hooked up to the bank, you get the fucking vault in there. You have everything in there. You can't say, oh, we don't have room. No, it's anything you want. There you go. More ideas. Hotshot WizKids.
All right, hotshotwizkids.com. All the shows are up there.
Yes, and tomorrow is premiering the next episode of Shut Up and Watch the Movie.
What do you mean premiering? We already showed it like 10 times.
The next episode is premiering. Yeah. That is Friday. Well, no, tomorrow's Saturday. The next episode is premiering. Right? Or am I wrong? Yeah. HotshotWizKids.com. Check all that shit out. Brand new stuff.